Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka, your community radio station. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'm on the phone with Carrie Sagel this morning. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining me this morning. We're here to talk about something kind of fun and unique that the Library Show is doing to give, you know, adults something to do, maybe if they're stuck at home right now and looking for activities or ways to stimulate the creative energy. And the Library Show's putting out something really interesting. I wonder if you can talk about that.
Yes, the Library Show's a local program on KCAW. I have co-hosts Sarah Bell, who started the Library Show, and Brooke Schaefer, and we are putting out Library Show Bingo. So if you imagine a bingo card, but instead of a number in each square, there's a task or a challenge. For example, it might say, read a book in translation, or it might be something a little easier. It might say, read a short story. Some of the tasks have to do with writing, too. It might be write a postcard to a Sitkin. And everybody should know what a bingo is. That's five in a row, diagonally or horizontally, vertically. And when you get a bingo, you earn, we're not going to call it a prize. We're going to call it a memento of participating in the game.
And has the Library Show ever done anything like this before?
I think probably we've challenged people to read certain books, but I don't really think that we've done anything like this before.
You listed a couple of the squares. Can you talk a little bit more about some of the other things you're encouraging folks to try to do?
Well, one thing I'd like to make clear is this is entirely flexible. So one thing we've done to make it flexible is in some of the squares you have two or three options. So here's a square that says read an Alaskan author or poet. Or there might be a square that says email or write to an author, follow a new author on social media, make a recipe from a print source. So whether you have lots of time to read or a little time to read or write, there is an action you can take there.
And if you complete one row, the memento is an Elizabeth Baratrovich coin. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get those coins to people. So we'll either be doing snail mail, sending cards with the coin inside, or we'll wait till this lifts and we'll have some sort of event where we invite people to come claim their coin. So I'm very excited about having these Elizabeth Baratrovich coins.
And if you do a full coverall, you call it a coverall, that I'm guessing that means you cover every square in the card. There's a drawing too.
Yes, there will be a drawing and the winner will win an enormous Nutella cake. So that's for the really busy beaver reader who is going to do at least 25 tasks, and they'll be put in a drawing. And I'm not sure that we're going to have so many of those people, so your chance of getting a Nutella cake is quite high.
And who's going to bake that Nutella cake?
I will bake that Nutella cake. I think they're starting to be a little famous around town. I'll post a picture of the cake on the place where you're going to access the bingo card, which is the Library Show's Facebook page. So we don't have the greatest way for people to connect to the bingo card, but if you go on Facebook and you look for the Library Show, it's going to be pinned to the top there. And we'll eventually have a link out where you can find the card, not just in JPEG form, but in PDF form where you could print it out and maybe keep notes on it, because we would like some participants to end up calling in and being on the show.
And you said that this is sort of more adult focused. Can you explain why that is?
There is so much interesting going on for kids, even through Facebook. This little bear hunt challenge that has taken Sitka by storm is quite amazing. And then teachers are just inundating families with activities for children. And I think we've got the kids covered. You could create your own if you wanted to as a challenge at home. This is for adults. Certainly a precocious kid could do it. Or we encourage anybody to modify the bingo card as they see fit. If there's a square that just doesn't work for you, change it and make it work for you.
And what are the parameters? You said where we could get it on the Library Show's Facebook page. Is there a time limit when you have to have
April
completed this?
April and May. We'll be running it April and May. The Old Harbor, we normally post our events. For any events I do, I normally post around town, including at Old Harbor. But Old Harbor will be sending slips out when people do purchases and pick up purchases curbside. There will also be some slips and cards available that way.
And I think, you know, we tend to, you know, in the last week or so, we've seen a lot of businesses, you know, close or change their hours or go to kind of curbside service. You know, the library's closed, but it's not really. They have a lot of resources open for the public online and over the phone. And Old Harbor Books is doing some stuff. I think that this is a good way to get people using those community institutions.
That's part of what led us to do that, is we want people to be getting their books. How can you do that? You can do that through the library electronically. The library's working hard to provide services and online resources to the community. That Alaska the Digital Library, where you can download a book, they've removed any impediments, blocks that you might have had in the past. You can just zoom on in and get yourself situated with a book.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the Library Show Bingo card?
Well, ultimately, we would like participants to reach out to us, and you can do that through the place you can find the card, which is the Library Show's Facebook page. So go there first and see what the challenge is.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Carrie Sagal. She's a host of the Library Show here on KCAW, and they're holding a Library Show Bingo for the next 2 months. You can participate. You can find it on the Library Show's Facebook page, and we'll post this interview with links to that later today on our website at kcaw.org.